How do I stop listening to them? Thank you. You put toilet paper in your ears. So now, look. Why is it that you may be, say, watching a movie on TV and you don't hear anything? Or you might be watching a football match, if you like football. There's a couple of Sri Lankans here, but you know, you're a nun, you probably don't follow cricket. But many people in Sri Lanka follow cricket. And people have told me this. You know, their husband is watching a cricket match. And the wife comes up and says, "Your dinner's ready, darling." He doesn't even hear you. "Your dinner's ready!" He can't hear anything. Because he's so focused on the cricket match that his sound is totally turned off. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could do that in meditation? It's not as if footsteps, it's someone shouting in your ear. Or the classic story, there was a couple of Malaysian disciples here in Perth, Malaysian Chinese in Perth, and they told me one day they were watching a movie on the TV. Once the movie was finished, one of them went up to go to the toilet, the other one went to put the kettle on and have a cup of tea. And when they got up from the sofa, they all did a double take. Hey, something's strange. There are things missing from the shelf behind the sofa. And there's many more things missing from the whole house. The burglar had been into the house. True story, while they were watching the TV, and such a cheeky burglar had taken stuff from right behind the sofa where they were watching the TV. They hadn't heard anything. And I said, if you could only do that when you were meditating, you know, to be so caught up in the meditation, watching your breath, that someone could get up from behind you, they could walk and you wouldn't hear any footsteps at all. It can be done. And why can you do that when you're watching the TV but you can't do it when you're watching the breath? What's the difference? Because the TV is interesting and fun. So if you could only get as much fun and interest in your meditation, you'll find you won't hear the footsteps. So remember to put joy into the meditation. To get to that stage where you say, you just say, you're watching your breath, and it's just so delightful, so beautiful. Or you're doing walking meditation, you're just having such a good time, you just can't hear other people. It is the joy, what in Buddhism meditation we call the piti sukha. When that joy and happiness start to come up in meditation, then you don't hear the sounds. You're having such a wonderful time inside, you just can't hear them. And that's actually when the meditation really takes off. So see if you can just develop this beautiful appreciation. I'm so content. I don't need anything, I don't want anything. Just, this is so wonderful. Just be able to sit meditation and you don't have to achieve anything. As I mentioned, one of the monks, the Benedictine monks, I mentioned this the first night, he said, what a wonderful feeling it is where if he wakes up in the morning, he's got nothing to do all day, no appointments, no work to do. What a great feeling that is. That was this morning. That was tomorrow morning. You've got nothing to do all day. It's his perfect holiday. So don't give yourself things to do and spoil the beautiful retreat. Just can't really feel like sitting. I'm just going to sit. But I've got no appointments, no schedule, no things I have to do. Don't go and say, right, tomorrow morning I'm going to get up early. I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock. I'm going to get up at 4 o'clock. I'm going to sit for an hour and a half tomorrow. No more messing around. I'm going to really do it. Oh, come on. That's really stupid stuff. Just get up tomorrow morning and enjoy every moment of your freedom. Freedom from desire. Freedom from wanting to attain things. Freedom of having to be somebody you're not. Just be yourself. Be in the moment, whatever the moment is. You feel totally free. Then you get happy. And once that happiness is there, you don't hear the footsteps. If you're struggling and striving, you'll hear every footstep, every sound, every crack in the roof. Why? Because you're so upset, you want to escape anywhere. Any distraction will do. You don't like being inside. So, that's how it works. Be happy. Can you please explain Vipassana?